All right, listen up, folks. This is a new episode of the World Record Podcast. Now, look, I don't like you. You don't like me. Let's get that straight. I'm just kidding. I love you. If you like the show, if you want to support the show, best way to do that is by joining the Patreon, patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast, $5 a month. You get 90-minute long episodes or more, plus bonus content. There's going to be more bonus content coming soon. In the near future, we're going to be doing watching Wisdom of the Crowd starring Jeremy Piven. You get the Voice Memos with Amanda podcast. You get random crank phone calls every now and then, the call of the day, which I'm going to get back on. I kind of slacked off on that. Either way, patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast, $5 a month. Keep the show going if you like it. If you just want to keep doing the free thing, that's fine too. I hope you enjoy the show. Buy some merch if you want. Christmas is coming up, worldrecordpodcast.com. You got the merch links there. Watch the videos on YouTube. And enjoy this episode. All right. Keep it real, folks. That's number one. Keep it real. Love you. Bye.
There was this girl in high school, Tara, who was so funny, but slowly we realized that she was just a compulsive liar, just made stuff up. And she said she lost her virginity on a doorknob. And we were like, what? And we believed her. And then later we were like, wait, how did she do that? That doesn't make any sense. She said her dad was blind because he got shot in the face with a shotgun.
Okay. And was he?
He was blind, but not because he got shot by a shotgun.
How do you know?
Because we just figured out it was a lie. She just made shit up. She was
But how do you know?
Hell.
How did he lose his eye then?
He was born blind. He was
maybe
always blind.
Maybe the doctor, maybe he was born and the doctor shot him in the face.
What else did she say? I don't even remember, but she could fucking... She was funny as shit.
Like, what did she say that was funny?
She was just kind of like crazy and like very physical and we went... We had a show choir camp at this place called Mount Crags. It's like in the Malibu Canyon, but it's like really shitty. It's like a Salvation Army camp or something.
Yeah.
And she, instead of bringing, you know, you're supposed to bring a sleeping bag. And instead of a sleeping bag, she brought a tent. So she was like unraveling this tent. She's like, wait, I thought I brought my sleeping bag. And then she got like a rock in her eye. And then it was like this huge thing because she had to get this thing out of her eye. But what? It was like that where it's like, well, you brought a tent on purpose to like be funny.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really funny because we're like, yeah. How are you supposed to sleep in a tent? It was really funny. She was a nut.
Are you sure we're loud enough?
Yeah.
Okay. Turn your.
How's her slot?
You know what? I don't know.
How's the slot?
She tried to have sex with my friend Bruce, who's gay.
How's the rack?
She was a little chubby. She kind of had chubby. Like the pancake.
Pancake?
Boobs.
Tits?
Mm-hmm. She was real pretty. Should have looked pretty nice.
This is our new, this is the new NPRs.
I'm trying to think what up. I'll think of other funny stuff she did.
Crazy Boat Coughing Hour. This is where we do the Crazy Navy improv comedy. We can improv
anything.
Sounds
like the music at the end of the Hereditary.
Well, we can do a different one. Hold on, let's see. What's
give go me, to the end. Find the music for the end of Hereditary. It sounds just like that.
Hereditary.
End of Hereditary.
All right. Okay. I guess we'll eat up people's time.
Oh, I'm wearing a maternity bra. Never mind.
What were you going to show?
I thought
your
I was going to have some cleavage, but I'm not. It's just a maternity bra.
Well, watch the videos. Join the Patreon if you want to see the A-Train's tits.
Well, you're not going to see it in this one.
Not this week, but, you know, maybe next week. This is Hereditary's music. Oh, great. We
is
just got a copyright
end?
Ping. This is why I wanted to not... This is why I'm doing this. This is an AI music thing.
What do you mean?
This. It's AI-generated music. I typed in fun comedy.
Oh, that's interesting.
So, because every episode, we don't make any money on YouTube. Not that we really would.
Yeah, how much could we
make? But every episode, I don't know.
Well, before they would just take the video down, but now they just don't let you monetize it. I thought before your thing would get deleted.
I think it depends on the copyright person, because what happens is, like that music.
I'm drinking lean promethazine and codeine. Go to me, Aaron. So that's what's in my cup.
Yeah, watch the videos if you want to see us drink lean and show our tits. We got to do the wisdom of the crowd watch along. I don't know. Okay. We're gonna have to figure that out. So our crazy Navy ship comedy, you know,
it's copyrighted.
Well, it wasn't, and then like now it is. So either somebody, there's people who just go around and
that's their job.
Copyright things.
For
and
sure.
Because then the money goes to them.
For sure.
So you can do that. I think that's the way, there's like two ways to copyright ping people. You can just say like, oh, I own that song. So like all the money goes to me from that video. Or
can't you say you own the song though? How do they know?
Maybe that'll be a side hustle of mine. I'll go around and fucking just start copywriting everything. Seems exhausting though.
Well, that's how
that's part of the
tired worm. Oh wait, the tired bird gets the worm.
And that's also part of the world of the people that I want destroyed. You know, like people who just fucking fuck everything up for everyone else, when life could be so easy. Except, you know, for a few hundred guys around the world, like scamming old ladies, copyright pinging things, creating viruses, sending spam emails, writing fake reviews for things. Like, honestly, get rid of those people. And you know who else, too? I guess I might as well get my B-hole music out.
Don't say, I know what you're thinking. Don't say it.
What, the Puerto Ricans? No. This is someone else who I think, you know, and we're headed towards a police state.
Uh-oh.
I mean, our kids will be living in a police state more or less, and we already are, comparatively, to when we were free.
You know what? I think I want to be a detective.
Go ahead, be a detective. I don't know what the Jew thing is in there. But here, people could. Here's what I saw, and it's always the same. I mean, stereotypes are there for a reason. I'm not talking about a race, but like people, like any race of people, but there are some people you look at, you're like, oh, I already know that fucking piece of shit story just by looking at it.
There's this video of Kanye West where he's like, it's like TMZ, he's talking to her or something, and he's like, I was told by the doctor, I'm not going to say what kind of race he is, you know, I can't say it, but they told me that I was this, and they gave me a bad diagnosis, and I'm not going to say it.
It was a Jewish doctor.
He says, like, immediately after. Can't help himself.
But, I mean, what's the problem with that? Like, I mean, there are a lot of Jewish doctors and lawyers.
I just thought it was funny when he said it.
Well, listen, I wasn't trying to be anti-Semitic here. Here's the type of people. Like, this guy, so I'm walking down the street, and this happened to me once years ago, like, when I had first moved to Austin.
He got flashed?
No, this fucker in, like, some shitty fucking, you know, whatever, some kind of a sporty shit car, dressed the way a shithead who drives a car like that. But there's, like, four of them in the car. And I'm walking up the street, and then the window comes down, and fucking trash just comes flying out of it. And it's like, you know what?
Litter bug.
You should just be able to shoot people. But, you know, it's more than just the litter on the ground. That says volumes about the type of person they are.
You know, you can
they're
tell
a fucking
a lot
piece of shit.
You can tell a lot about someone by the way they drive.
And there was one time in Austin, and I'm sure I've told this on a podcast before because I only have like five stories. Mm-hmm. But I was behind a truck, you know, like a big, before giant pickup trucks were like everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, Texas was kind of the ground zero for that.
Yeah.
And there's like three shitheads in like this big truck in front of me, like on the surface road of I-35. And I was just kind of like looking at them like, look at these fucking shitheads or whatever. And then caught myself and I was like, you know what, man? Lighten the fuck up. Stop. Like, they're probably fine people. You're sitting here judging them just because they have a big truck with truck nuts and whatever. There's
it's raised
three up. Obvious like good old boys in there. But maybe they're fine people. And then, like, as soon as I started thinking that, window rolls down, a whole fucking McDonald's bag goes flying out the window.
I've always thought,
and I was like, you know what?
How does
B-dubs, old B-dubs is what I said to myself. Hey, B-man, don't ever fucking doubt yourself. You're right all the time.
It really is kind of crazy. We were driving on the freeway, and, oh, there was a guy cleaning up. You know how sometimes, like, homeless people will clean up the... I don't know, random
when
people will be cleaning
themselves.
Up. Yeah, they'll be cleaning
I love it
up
when a homeless guy
road.
Opens the door to 7-Eleven for you. Like,
you're like, all right,
okay, yeah, I guess I owe you a dollar now.
You sound blown out a little. Maybe turn the big one out. The big one down a little.
But turn the big one out.
Is that sounds better. You just sound a little blown
pull the
out.
Big well, because I yelled and our levels are all fucked up.
Yeah. But I just, you know, Marley's like, oh, what are they doing? I said, they're cleaning up trash. And you notice all the trash by the side of the freeway. You're like, how does that get there? And I guess people just throw shit out their window.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And if you're one of those motherfuckers doing that.
I spit out my window a lot, but, you know.
You can spit out your window.
Or I pour, you know, beer out my window, but I don't. I throw rocks out the window sometimes. If
I throw rocks off the
annoying.
Overpass of the highway.
Yeah, well, if the guy's being annoying behind me, I take a big rock. And just fucking
you know,
chuck it
really
behind me.
It really is like a, that is like, because like I walked to Sizzler, my office, to have a meeting. And I walked there and you go over a highway overpass, you know, when you're walking there.
Yep.
And it really is like, that's a lot of trust in the general public for.
To not do that.
I'm like, anybody could just be throwing, you could throw a
that
fucking
scares me. That's
microwave
like,
oven
that's
off
scarier
of here.
To me than terrorists, like people throwing bowling balls off the overpass or
well, the government will start doing that. Once they're done with all the false flag school shootings, then they'll start with
I was starting to get all
flag.
Wigged out about that, too.
What?
Just Marley's school. We're going down the
B-hole. Oh, we got to make a song for you. Going down the A-hole. He's got lots of
going up the A-hole, my voice sounds pretty nice. B-hole tonight.
It's all auto-tuned. Look how many ties I have on. Should we count them for the people just listening?
One, two, three, four, five, six.
Six ties I'm wearing. So any of you people think that you're listening to a good podcast? I mean, this one is the only good podcast, but if you're listening to other podcasts, tell your friends. And they're like, I'm listening to a funny podcast. You go, oh, yeah, what's it called? It's called Three Shitheads Talking Over Each Other, comedians yelling and screaming and going, oh, yeah, the green room and that one. Oh, that club. Oh, you haven't done Wise Guys. Oh, yeah, that cleared up the green room. That's a comedy podcast. I
know. Sometimes
podcast.
The riffing on, like, I'll see clips or whatever, you know, on Instagram, and sometimes the riffing, I'm like, oy, guy, that's not funny.
Oh, it's awful.
I'll think of one. There was one I watched, and I was just like, that's not good.
No, a lot of it's not
I don't know who listens to that and laughs.
I wonder, too, if, like, because we did that Brendan Schaub episode. You weren't here.
People seem to really like that.
People like it, and Baba. That was more of an intro to Bappa. That was Baba. More of an introductory to people who aren't familiar
you
with
know,
him.
You know, I have like a soft spot for him, I think.
Well, because he's just like a big dumb, like Lenny from Mice and Men.
Yes, well, from Mice and Men.
But he's not, though. That's the thing. Like, he's not like, he's like guy. Lenny if he was a narcissist.
But how do you know? Maybe he's not that bad.
I'm sure, you know, he'd probably be fine
like,
to hang
like
out with.
He's not like evil. He's not like someone who deserves.
Well, I mean, he does tell that story about throwing his roommate through a plate glass window because Brendan was eating the roommate's food and the roommate left a note on the food and said, stop eating my food. So he harassed the guy and then threw him through a plate glass window and told the guy's mom to fuck off when she called him and asked him to stop
eating the food.
Messing with her son. This is a story he told, but he's also like a notorious liar. You know, like, I mean, there's just so many clips of him just telling these wild...
I think he
has
serious brain damage.
Well, that's probably what it is. CTE, they call it, which I don't know what that stands. What's CTE stand for? Concussion?
Totally exotic.
Totally exotic concussions.
Because he gets beaten up by Brazilian guys. I think that's part of it.
Either way, yes. And listen, I said it on the episode a lot. It's like, I don't hate the guy or anything. It's just, it's like...
He seems to have a good sense of humor about it. About
I don't
being
think so.
Teased.
No, I don't think he does.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't think he has. He's not.
Doesn't
say anything self-deprecating. Of course, he's got to be aware of like the whole online community of 90,000 people dedicated to. Fucking,
is he in Austin?
No, he's out here. He would be like Rogan's kind of like. It seems like Rogan's distancing himself from some of these monsters he's created. Like Callan, you know, like, it's one thing. Listen, I don't know what's happened with Callan and D'Elia. I don't know. You know, I don't work for TMZ. I don't know all the
details. I'm not going to lie. If I were better, like if I were looking the way that, you know, Instagram girls look with my titties out, whatever. And I would probably be messaging with Chris D'Elia.
Of course you would.
I would.
Probably. I mean, why don't you just do
that.
It now?
Because he's going to look at my thing and go, she's fat and she has two kids.
But that's what he's, that's who he has to do now. He can't
now
have
he can't
hot young
have
girls
the
17 anymore.
Year olds yeah. anymore. That's too bad.
He's got to go to the fat. He's got to go to
but
fat.
But then
town.
Again, it's like, this might sound bad, but it's like, I would know 100% what I was doing if I messaged him. And
totally.
If he messaged
listen,
me back and I was like,
listen.
I'd feel cool and I'd probably suck him off. Come on now.
I mean, that's he, you know, he's a sober guy. He's one of those guys who never drank or did drugs. And every guy, well, I don't know a lot of guys like that who just like never were interested in drugs or alcohol.
Like, listen.
But
I could scratch my neck and you'd know one.
I don't want to hear you scratch your neck.
You never drink?
No, not really.
Well, Aaron doesn't count.
That's why he's a sex addict.
Well, that's the thing. That's D'Elia. I mean, there's another guy who we both know who's a sober guy. Who I've
yeah,
always...
Yeah, it's questionable.
About him being sober?
No, about his antics.
Like a complete, like, would have sex with anything.
Yes.
And probably, like, and that's the thing, like, the underage thing, like, calling Chris D'Elia a pedophile is not really right.
It's not, it's girls
because he's
that
not,
look like
yeah,
old enough
if you have sex
to...
with a 17-year-old that looks 23, listen, I mean, laws are laws, but he's not...
Brendan,
I want him to change the age of consent laws. That's the only reason I voted.
That's the prop that
because there's
getting
one
on the
politician. He's running for city dog catcher, but he said he's going to do what he can to get the age of consent lowered to 14.
It would be crazy. I was at CVS getting medicine for the baby, and there's a lady who's like, can I get your signature to cap CEO salaries for pharmaceuticals? I'm like, I don't know if this is a scam, but yes, I will sign for that.
And then you just signed for to give them more money.
And it would be funny if you were like, signed to change the age of consent laws. But it's to make it lower. Though,
like half, and I've said this on the podcast before, and this, I didn't want to get into this whole Shaw, D'Elia, Callan
bashing. We don't have to.
My point, why I brought it up was because, you know, I mean, it's funny too, because like there was a comment on the video on YouTube or something where it's like, they were like, Walsh has been like circling that Rogan sphere for like over 10 years and he probably drives Uber still. It's like, yeah, I know. It's funny how I wasn't knighted. I mean, I know why I wasn't knighted as like,
because
but also
you're not a
sucker. I have to like, it's like, I'm just not part of that crew, but like Duncan hangs out with Joe. I like Joe.
Well, cause Duncan is up here with Joe. Duncan's smarter than Joe. He's funnier than Joe. He's above him.
Yeah. Well, whatever.
That's
I mean, they're
thing.
Friends.
I'm not saying it like that. I'm saying that these guys that he's promoting are low or less than.
Well, there's
him.
Like,
but
it is funny
Duncan's
to watch.
Duncan's like, you know.
Cause that's another thing on the T-Fat K message, the Reddit board, is they, you know, because they show like when anytime like Rogan has like three or more comics on, just how everybody, like, you know, where he's like, they act like little kids,
yes.
Or, you know, where it's just like, oh, right, Joe, right, Joe.
Him.
Like, yeah, they want to please him. It's such a weird culture. But the thing is, it's like, yeah, I mean, I'm sure that, you know, that my little episode got around and they're all talking about what an asshole I am or what I like. I know that, you know, they know I've done it, you know, and but it's funny. Segura texted me like laughing at because I posted on Kanye, one of Kanye's Instagram posts. There was like this whole crazy thing. And I commented dicey. And Tom texted me like a screen grab, like laughing at it. And but then there was like a clip because, you know, I follow everybody on Instagram. So I see like clips of like two bears, one cave or whatever.
Yeah.
And there was a clip of Bert saying like, you know what I don't get? Like comedians who hate on other comedians or something like that.
You're
and
like,
I'm like,
shit.
I wonder if that's about me.
But everybody it's like, hates on everybody. Give me a break.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, too.
I've
it's
never
like,
heard more grown men talking shit than you and when you get together with your friends.
And it's like, yeah, they're not above it. They're fucking talking shit about me.
Of course they do. Why would... Why?
And what have I ever done except be funny?
Bert has said on several podcasts, I love talking shit about other comics off air.
Well, I mean, that's everybody's a fucking hypocrite. Yeah.
Not me. I shoot straight from the hip. What you see is what you get.
But I, you know what? And here's the thing, too. It's like, well, I'm, you know, I mean, the Shab thing is like, I am jealous of like, I wish I had somebody, you know, to hold my hand right on to, you know, successful
well,
comedy
I
career.
Know. I mean, but
like with before
it.
Even doing a before ever doing an open mic. But also, you know, I've had a lot of opportunities and
so
I've blown them all.
There you go.
Worked hard. Nobody's ever tried to make me have sex with them.
I know, me neither.
For
isn't
a career
that sad?
Thing. Yeah, it sucks.
It's really sad. I'm like,
give me
anybody want to take advantage of me?
Give
no?
me a prompt for the AI music.
Oh, what do you,
do you know what prompt means? Okay,
I don't know.
Sex.
By the way,
party.
CTE stands for chronic traumatic encephalopathy.
Okay. Oh.
Just thought you guys should know that.
Thanks.
So, yeah, and that is a thing. Like, he probably, it is kind of like.
How did we even get onto that subject? But we're
because I brought up, I just wanted to bring up that like a week after I made that Brendan Schaub episode that Bert Kreischer was like, you know what I don't like? You know what I don't get? Comics talking who hate on other comics or whatever. And it's like, what do you mean you don't get that?
Like, give me a break.
And also, it's like, maybe more so, too, when it's like, I mean, I don't know, like, if you're insecure about what you're doing or something. I don't know. But also, there's all these clips on T-Fat-K that are like Rogan.
T-Fat-K.
They're like, he's already distanced himself from, like, Schaub and Callan, pretty much, you know. And it is pretty pathetic seeing the last episode they were on. Just, you
it's
know, really.
Sad.
It is kind of sad, but also that's something, you know, like when I had burned that bridge with the
Red
Rogan
Ben,
crowd,
yeah.
you know, I was like, oh, you know, there I go again, you know, like just Mr. Can't fucking, well, whatever. Yeah,
you're not good at being.
But this is another agreeable thing. It's like once you hit your wagon to somebody where your entire success then is hinged on them, like, you know, that gives them the power. Like, Rogi could end three careers tomorrow if he just went on his podcast and said, don't see these guys anymore. They're bad people.
He's a powerful
guy. Then all their careers go away.
We should talk more on this. Maybe, like, you know how.
And
you
I'm
have
not
the
saying
B-hole.
Anybody in particular is a bad person. I'm just saying that if he just went on his podcast and said, "Here's a list of comedians," not like he could probably end Jim Gaffigan's career. I mean, I don't know what the crossover is there. No, but I'm just saying he. I mean, if he went on his podcast and said, "Jim Gaffigan's on tour, nobody buy tickets," like maybe some people would.
No, I can't imagine anybody. Jim Gaffigan's,
I don't know. But like the guys in his crew, I think he has definite power to, you know, any. Duh. I mean, you know,
he's a ringleader. He's the Barnum.
He's not a bad guy though, and I do genuinely.
We've said this before, like, and we'll get off the subject. He was very nice to me when I met him. Very nice.
He's always been cool to me. I was mean to one of his friends, and that was that. So he's also very loyal, which I guess is a good.
It's a bad quality to have.
This is sex party, because you couldn't give me a prompt, so I put in sex party.
I would not play this at a sex party.
Let's try Fuck Town. I mean, I guess we could sing. Make up songs, to make up lyrics to these. We gotta call someone.
It is kind of sexy, I guess.
Fuck Town. Yeah, we're coming to
Fuck Town. Gotta bring some brown. Got a morning party at Fuck Town. Gotta get on downtown.
That's what we should change our podcast name to, Fuck Town.
Oh, there's those guys, Come Town. Oh, but I guess they changed their name because one of the guys randied out of there.
Did he?
Yeah. It seems like that's the case.
What do you mean he just left?
I think he's delusional. Like,
was it two?
Randy
was it
like,
two
I don't
guys?
Need these guys. Three, maybe. Do you know about Come Town, Aaron?
I don't.
Okay. I don't. I mean, I get like drips and drabs of information via fans of ours who,
yeah, they always
were fans of the Bone
it.
Zone. Yeah, like there was a lot of crossover there. But
fans of ours, me and you. You mean?
Yeah. I mean, there are people. You know, that's
there are some people who do like us.
There are people who are discovering this podcast independently from like the Bone Zone and stuff. I think we've gotten over that. But you know, if you're listening now and you've never listened to the Bone Zone, it will go down in history as, you know, I mean, it was one of the first, it was at the, you know, 11 years ago or something. Podcasts weren't that big.
I bet if we did,
and it was the funniest podcast.
If we did one or two episodes filmed the way all the other podcasts look, sitting around a room.
Yeah.
We would get more views.
You think so? If we take off these silly outfits?
Yes.
All right. Next week.
Not permanently. I'm just saying, like, if that came up on your Instagram feed.
So wait, so no more green screens, just the wooden, stupid fucking wooden wall with the All Things Comedy logo.
No, like we're sitting around. We could keep green screens maybe, but it's like me and you sitting in chairs.
Okay. I like standing, to be honest. When I'm performing, because, you know, I fucking pace.
And then we like hold, then we hold the mics.
I'm like a cage tiger. Like all that. I'm like, yo, that's how I do my comedy.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, motherfucker, see this Putin motherfucker? I mean, why ain't we bombed his ass yet?
That is a good question. Why haven't we nuked his ass? We could nuke all of Russia, baby.
Yeah. Who should we call? We got that Notary Public guy. Oh, I emailed him. But I don't think he emailed back. It probably went into his... I mean, it's always fun to call an auto mechanic, but...
I don't know.
Let's watch a Rich versus Really Rich then.
I want the record to show that I recorded one episode of The Bone Zone.
When was that?
The one with Bliona.
Oh, when you were at that Rally Studios.
Yeah.
Had you just started then?
Yep.
Okay.
Bliona.
Shit. What's she up to? That could be a good crossover.
I know.
Leona.
She's not the biggest Albanian pop star anymore.
She's not? Somebody overtook her?
Dua Lipa.
Oh, yeah. Dua Lipa's Albanian.
Oh, man. Leona must hate her.
I mean, Dua Lipa's... She's pretty.
Yeah, she's that's all she is. Isn't that... Pretty. That's any... That's all top 40 singers now. It's just like, well, you basically have to be a porn star who can sing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it. That's where we're at as a society.
Good.
And here's the thing about being, you know, it sucks being old, but I've watched everything disintegrate to the point it's at.
Let's move on.
Well, it's interesting. But now I get it because people, you know, like old guys are always trying to tell you shit and you're like, shut up, whatever, you fucking old idiot. And then you're like, 20 years later, you're like, oh, all those
that old fuck was right.
That
old stupid dick pissing that everybody off, ruining everybody's good time.
Not ruining anybody's
I guess
good
is
time.
Right now that I'm 80 and thinking about back on my life. I should have listened to that old
That's
fucker.
The thing. That's how they got you. Leona. I don't know what, I guess I'll look her up on YouTube. But that'll give us a copyright ping. That's probably how she makes 90% of her income. Leona. We wrote a song for her.
What
with
was
cool
she
Kojak.
On? What? How did... Was she on a show?
It was
show?
A reality show, like...
Oh, right.
What the hell was it on? I forget. Let's see. Leona, Wikipedia. It was like, you know...
Real Housewives or something.
It was a reality show about, like... Yeah, I don't know. Famous... Life and career, 2009 to 2012. That's probably when it was. Moved to the U.S. No. Timbaland. I should have got into music producing. That's where it's at. Television.
The Euros of Hollywood.
Okay.
Bravo.
Euros of Hollywood. And it was basically like her and people like her who were like, rich and famous somewhere else, I guess.
And trying to make it here.
I remember just going up and down Rodeo Drive, I don't care how rich you are. If you're shopping on Rodeo Drive, you're fucking trash.
That area is just so miserable.
Yeah, it's for trash. It's made for garbage.
Driving there, parking there.
It's like the nightmare. Nephew of a Saudi king.
You know what's nice though?
I need to pay $7,000 on a sneaker.
Yeah, it's just I don't know.
And if you're a Saudi prince, you know, we love you.
We love our Saudis here. My brother's going to Qatar for the World Cup.
Oh, really? I play Qatar.
I guess he'll be fine. They don't like stone men to death there. I don't know if they do that with the women, but...
Dude, I got stoned to death the other night. My buddy got some train wreck. Talk about getting stoned to death. Woo, I got this new vaporizer. Woo! Boo, man, me and my homeboy.
Yeah. Got stoned to death.
You know my homeboy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I know him.
Trip man. The trip, man.
Yeah, he likes to get fucking high.
Dude, we got so fucking high.
I haven't been high in, like, on weed in so
long. Well, smoke pot. There's pot right on our windowsill.
I'm terrible high.
Although I don't know where my pipe is. I was cleaning out our air conditioner filter. Or, you know, the filter to the heating, cooling thing, the vent.
Yeah, the intake, yeah.
It was all dirty, so I was blowing it out on the back porch, and I blew my pipe off, and I heard it hit concrete.
Miles was, our son was always very curious about looking at it when you would go down the stairs.
Because it's a beautiful piece of work.
Mama. Say, yes, that's your daddy's drugs, honey. He tried to drink your beer and he tried to smoke your vape.
I let him drink some of my beer.
It's probably good for them in a way.
Who cares?
We should give kids whiskey again like we used
I drank,
to.
When I was 2 years old, I drank a whole pint of whiskey by myself. And it was the funniest thing ever. That's what my whole family said.
I think you'd be dead.
You'll be dead if you keep talking to me like that.
Okay.
Piss out your dick and shit out your ass, my friend.
Ooh, this sounds like a... What is this, cowboy?
Country music.
Oh, yeah. I'm just an old man.
Wandering in the tipsy seat. I gotta get my gun and go to... Eat the man, get my money, shoot up some folks.
I gotta go
round me up some
doggies. I gotta get on my horse.
If you're not gonna be good at it, don't do it.
What's not good about it?
What is this story you're telling?
It's a like a Western. It's like a guy going across
Here's how it's done.
Plains.
I shit out my dick.
No.
And I piss out my ass.
No, a guy, he wouldn't talk like that. He'd be like,
I'm going to the saloon. I'm going to drink me a beer and grab a whore. It's rough out here. For a man of the law.
And then he's like, going like this next to his gun. He like pulls it out, he's like flips it around.
Stick him up. I'm gonna shoot your ass. Shoot me in the ass with your meat stick. That's right, that's your dick. Put it in my asshole tonight.
Have you ever put anything up your ass like that sexually?
Yeah. I closed the store. I went to the
sex store. You know, the sex store over on San Fernando?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what's the biggest dildo you have?
A monster. You got a monster?
It was the double monster.
What do you mean? What do you mean a double monster?
I mean, it was literally, I couldn't get both of my hands around it. That's how thick it was.
And that's supposed to go in your hole.
And it was like this tall. I got it all the way
in. Have you ever seen a video of a guy putting his head in a girl's cooch? You ever seen that video?
That sounds familiar.
Do you think it's real?
Now that you mention it, I mean, I don't know.
How could you do that? How could you get a head up there?
All right. Oh, now I see what you're doing. It's the same thing like with the dog stuff.
Oh, I want someone to do that to me.
You probably had it done already.
It's just kind of insane. How do you get your hole?
Put your head in that hole.
What is this?
I put your head up in my girl's hole. Listen to the tinkering fires. Let my hair grow. Gotta go downtown all night, all day.
I like how every song involves going downtown.
Yeah.
It's like a tango thing, I guess.
It sounds like a circus song.
In my ass, two fingers up.
All right,
well, let's make some calls.
All you've been talking about is sticking things up your ass.
We're both dying. Let's just tell people that we're dying. Who should we call to tell them that we're dying?
I don't know. Library?
Garden center? Hey, how's it going? This is Beeman. I'm here with A-Train.
Okay.
Hi.
A-Train has her ear. Tell her what's wrong with your...
I think my ear hurts.
She's not going to make it in today because now she...
Yeah, I'm not going to make it in today.
She's not going to be
in
there.
It's almost like a migraine or something.
I could cover her shift, and this is what we were going to say because, you know, we're not...
I don't think he's technically on the payroll, but I think he can...
Well, we're not supposed to be dating because we're... co-workers, and yeah. So I'm at her house because last night
no problem
here. But I could cover her shift, and yes,
that would be perfect. Yeah,
nasty.
Yeah, that would be good.
So I should just do. We need to change the schedule.
Yeah, that would probably work out if to our benefit if we tried to change the schedule. What time was her shift?
What time's your shift?
12:30.
Oh, yeah, I see it right here. Yeah, so you can go ahead and come in for her at 12:30 if you're
okay.
He's
available.
Closing.
So you have it right.
It's a closing shift. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's what?
So I'll
8:30?
See you here.
Thanks.
No, actually, we just changed our hours to winter hours, so we're going to be closing at 5:30 instead.
Oh, that's great, because I have a dinner date later.
Not with me, though.
Not
with
her.
Else.
It's an open thing. We're dating a lot of people.
So you okay.
But you have the schedule right in front of you there, and you see it right there?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's right here.
Okay. Thanks.
And it's her 12:30 shift?
12:30, yeah, 12:30 to 5:30.
And you want to just mark that down, that I'll be there?
Yeah, Mark's going to come in.
We can hold on. Yeah, just My name's Mark, so.
Okay, let me do that right now. Give me one second. K-M-A-R.
I'm just really sick today.
C.
K.
No, Mark with a C, like Mark Maron.
Oh, okay.
Are you familiar with Mark Maron?
I'm thinking more along the lines of, like, Jacobs.
Yeah.
Oh, like the purse guy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
all right, purse guy. Everything is all good and set for you to come in at 12:30 to 5:30.
Thanks, Janet. We'll see you later.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Okay, I'll see you there. I might be a little late.
Okay, you feel better, and I'll see you soon.
Okay, thanks. I'll see you probably 5:35 or so.
Okay. All right, bye, Jane.
Bye, Tamara.
Bye.
See you, Suze. Now, I like that. I usually don't like it when people try to be funny, but I like that. I like what she did there.
Go ask her out on a date. Go suck her toes.
Ugh.
Aaron's a toe sucker.
Definitely.
He told me that he likes to suck on them.
Well, there was a big scandal here that the higher ups found a whole flash drive full of feet photos that Aaron was secretly taking of all the women's feet here. And underskirt or upskirts.
Whoa.
Yeah. They decided not to press charges, and they decided not to fire him because they felt bad for him.
See, nobody believes this because I can barely shoot you guys.
I know, and I'm wearing shoes.
He has a secret camera underneath the desk for when you wear sandals.
Oh, and when he and then he takes a picture like from his phone.
Upskirts. Okay, now that's what I'm into.
What's going on with Nicholas Crown?
Okay, let's see what's going on with Nicholas Crown. How rich people versus really rich people act when flight is canceled. Okay, here we go. Got to get to the mute. Unmute.
Dressed, I'm a Double Blue Diamond member. Sir, no matter what tier you are, your flight was canceled. The next one sold out. We can offer you a voucher for your inconvenience. A voucher? I'm a big swinger missing meetings because of you. Do you know how much I earn? Well, are you VP, president, or CEO? What? No. What the heck difference does that make? Well, then you'd actually be important. We could issue you a new ticket. Are you serious? No. I don't care if you handed me Michael Jordan's jersey or F. Scott Fitzgerald's fountain pen. With that attitude, you're not flying today. That's it. Get over here. I'm sorry. What's your name? Mike. Hi, Mike. You must be dealing with some heat today from the cancellation. You wouldn't believe it. My last customer was tased 13 times, hogtied, and thrown in jail by security. Wow. Talk about a red eye. Exactly. How can I help? I bet the next one's sold out, and I don't have much status on this airline, but if you could get me a seat, even if it's the last one in the plane, I'd really appreciate it. I'll see what I can do, Mr. Crown. Can't you tell from the way I'm dressed? I'm a Double Blue Diamond.
Whoa, is that an older one?
I don't know.
It's like long. It's like...
One day ago.
It seems like he's going in a different direction. Like he's trying to make it more serious. He's tired. He sounded tired.
But also, I feel like everybody, like really rich, you don't even have to be really rich to be flying semi-private, at least.
Yeah, why is he flying commercial?
Yeah. I mean, I guess it happens, but I feel like there's like a way... For people, there's basically you can for like $10,000 a month be part of,
He's making it seem like the really rich guy is like as rich as what, Mark Cuban?
He's like Mark Cuban. Yeah, I guess so. And so, Mark Cuban he hasn't flown commercial in 20 years.
Why would he? We saw him and his chicken legs at the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Yeah, that's right. Here's how rich people versus really rich people take a vacation.
Bank of Wisconsin, how can I help? Sell 400 shares of Big Co. This is a tax write-down, you're going to take a 30% loss. I need some cash for my vacation in Aspen. Not that it's any of your business. So you're selling an asset for a liability? If I don't wear navy cashmere and schmooze this winter, everyone's going to think I went broke. Well, after this transaction, sir, you kind of are. Hey, Dietrich, buy 40,000 shares of Big Co. I see some value.
Right away, clown. Kaufen 400 lot.
Are we filled?
You're filled. Pay 94 on 40,000 shares. That's 1.6 million notional.
Great, hang on. I've got another call.
See, in Aspen, sweetheart, I moved a few pieces around.
Oh, I'm not going.
What?
Well, yeah, I just bought some more Big Co at these prices. That was the ski house rent, unfortunately.
Bought?
I don't know.
Who's the Swedish guy?
That's his broker. He's made appearances in the past.
I've never heard him before.
Yeah, you have.
Was that Swedish?
Or German?
German something.
Sound like a bad Asian accent.
This is Mr.
Did
Crown.
He have his eyes
He's got the glasses on. I mean, that's the thing. He's wearing... He's got to get different glasses for his broker or whatever, because he's wearing the really rich guy glasses.
So the really rich guy just doesn't go on vacation?
Well, I guess he got really poor because he sold his shares.
No, he bought a bunch of shares, but the rich guy sold them. I don't know. Let's just call people and tell them there's a mouse in my ass.
Okay. I love Mr. Crown.
Yeah, we should. I mean, we're trying to get him on. If anybody knows Mr. Crown, tell him that. And also, you can tweet.
Can't you hire him to, like, give you advice for, like, $300?
$250 for, like, an hour thing about how to. But I don't know if that would, if I could just pay him to be on the podcast. There's another guy I tried to pay to be on the podcast. So we were looking for a couch or whatever. Like, I was on Craigslist.
Mm-hmm.
What, your ear?
Yeah.
You okay?
Yeah.
So I was on Craigslist looking at couches or whatever. And then, like, I'll type crazy stuff in there, like dildos or whatever. And then stuff comes up all the time.
People sell dildos on Craigslist?
Well, it'll be like four.
You know what I thought about selling, like, used underwear on there? Don't you think someone would buy it? Instead of just throwing it out, I mean.
Yeah.
Make some money off it.
But so I put in, like, I don't know, somehow. So then, like, a sex doll thing came up.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't, the guy wasn't selling the sex doll. He has a van with the sex doll in it. He'll drive to where you are and let you have sex with his sex doll for $50.
That's crazy.
And or maybe it was $60.
Oh my God.
So I messaged him because at first I'm like, wait, what is this? And then I messaged him and said, is the doll still available? And he said, yeah, you know, I have a van. I could come out to you, your location. I'm in wherever he is. And I was like, do you want to be on a podcast and to talk about this? And he was like, no, I just don't, you know, I'm just getting started and I just don't think there's much to talk about. And this is where I screwed up because I think I sounded like a cop or something, but mm-hmm. I was trying to be like, I mean, just honest. But so he's like, yeah, this is a new thing I'm just starting, so I don't really have much to talk about. And I said, well, from where I'm standing, it seems like you have a lot to talk about. Like, just how the fuck, you know? And then he was like, yeah, I don't think so. And I said, well, what if I just give you the $60? You'll drive anywhere and let people have sex with your rubber doll for $60. Why can't I just give you $60 to do the podcast for an hour? And he didn't get back to me. But I might reach out to him again. But I also think that, like...
Also, what could a cop... can you get arrested for that?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't know.
Just letting guys have sex with a doll...
But no. Well, I just mean that, like, I wanted my response to come off as, like, more kind of jovial and playful. But I was like, oh, it sounds a little more like, well, buddy, take a, you know, stand it in my shoes. But I should call him again because the whole thing. But I'm also, like, I was texting with Duncan about that. Like, I sent him the ad and, like, some screen grabs of the emails I was sending him. And I'm just like, this is too, I mean, it's just too shady, the whole thing. It's like, well, are you going to get, here's where I immediately go to, is like, I'm going to get beat up and robbed once you go into this van somewhere.
Where
the van's
he go?
Nice, too. He sent pictures of the van. It's like one of those Sprinter, like, it's got curtains and a bed in it. Like, it's like a big, like, party van with this rubber doll in it.
How does the doll look?
We'll post pictures. We'll have pictures here.
Here. Here's the doll.
Yeah, there she is. Yeah, there's some... we can blur out whatever. Yeah, I have...
That's so fucking weird.
Actually, I don't know if I saved it. Well, whatever.
I mean, who...
So, but here's where I immediately go to is, like, one, if you're... It's like you're going to get murdered,
mm-hmm.
robbed, or blackmailed. Like, there's a camera somewhere in there, and you're, you know, and then after you're done, you give the guy $60, and then you're, you know, you get a text with a video of that and go, oh, suck if this went on Facebook.
Yeah, now you need to give me $60 every day for the rest of your life.
For the full uncut episode, head to patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast. For the full uncut episode, head to patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast. Patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast.